When 8 days were fulfilled for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As soon, dear brethren, as soon as our blessed Lord came down to earth, right away his work for the redemption of mankind began. It began on the very day of his birth, by his suffering right then and there. The prayers which we prayed from the Feast of St. Andrew all the way up to Christmas, those Hail and Blessed Be the Hours, tell us that our Lord was born in piercing cold. We've all experienced that type of cold, that no matter how much clothing you put on, it still cuts right through to your very core. And even if you get inside a warm house, it still takes time to warm up all the way to the inner parts of your being because it's just this cold that cuts so deep. And on that night, a night of that type of weather, was the night in which our Lord was born unto us to begin that very process of redeeming mankind. And so it's with that first sufferings there we see of that work. We see him born on such a cold night. We see him born in not his home, in not even a dwelling place of another, but in a cave, in a cold, damp cave reserved for animals, laid in a manger reserved for feeding animals, all the while suffering. But then again, when we see this, we realize that this was the reason for which our Lord was created. He was not created to come into comfort. He was not created to come in as a regal earthly king, but was created to suffer. Or if you shouldn't say our Lord was created, but begotten to suffer. That was his purpose for coming, becoming man. Was to suffer to save the human race. And then we see 8 days later, the Feast of the Circumcision, which we celebrate today, that day in which our Lord was circumcised, he underwent very humbly that Jewish rite of circumcision. It was something that was not necessary for him to actually undergo. You see, that rite of circumcision was for the purpose, as baptism is for us, of the removal of original sin. Of course, not sacramentally, as baptism does, but as a precursor for it, and as for a marking upon those people as the chosen people of God. That recognition of original sin and that desire for it to be taken away by God. That was the purpose of the circumcision rite. And for our Lord, he had no original sin, of course. He was God. He was divine. He was all perfect. He did not have to suffer that because he was not owed that. Yet, he wanted to show that perfect obedience to the law of God at the time and submitted to it. And even though he was just an infant, 8 days old, he truly submitted himself to it. It was an act of his own will and allowance as God to allow himself to undergo it. And it was an act of following through in that and humble submission for Our Lady as well. You see, she knew, obviously, that this was the Messiah. She knew he didn't have to go through that same rite. And she knew that it would be painful to see him hurt in such a way, to cry there, to bleed there, her own creator and her own child before her eyes in such pain. Yet she never once prayed for it to be taken away. She never once asked God whether or not he had to do that. She just humbly went along with it, knowing that it was God's will. Knowing that even with a simple little tiny prayer, she could have stopped it because that's how much her prayers were powerful in the eyes of God. But she didn't. She allowed it to happen. And on that day, our Lord shed his blood for the first time for that same purpose for sin. He shed that blood, and in its infinite value, it was more than enough, those few drops, to redeem us all, to save us all from damnation, but it wasn't good enough for our Lord. He had just begun his travel down that road of sorrows. He had just begun to show what it meant to be submissive to his Father's will. And with that submission would lead to many more sufferings in his own life. And ultimately, in the end, it would lead to Calvary. It would lead to the cross. It would lead to our Lord's passion and lead to the giving of not just a few drops of blood, but every single drop of blood for that same purpose, for the remission of our sins, for the opening of the gates of heaven, for the salvation of man. Our Lord showed us in that action that he wasn't going to give a little of himself to the Father, but all of himself. He was not going to love us a part of the way, but he was going to love us all of the way. He was going to give every last bit of himself for us. He was going to suffer every last pain for us, for our salvation. That was why he came, for no other reason than to save us by his own sacrifice. And now, of course, we look towards our own lives. We look towards ourselves, and we think of how much our Lord gave us, and how much are we giving back to him in return? Or is the question more, how little are we giving him in return? How much unnecessary attachment do we have to the things and the pleasures of this world, to our own will rather than to God's will? It kind of reminded me of what Father Chicada had asked me to do yesterday. We had been gifted this ham, and it was, you know, cut the ham. It's a spiral ham, it's on the bone, you know, cut it so we can eat it. Okay, well, fine, that's normal, and I went about it not thinking too much of any significance in it other than, you know, this is going to be good ham. But in that regard, now I look upon it and realize, what was I doing? I wasn't cutting off ham. I was removing the bones. I was removing the ligaments of that piece of meat to reap the rewards of being able to consume it. And just like that ham, sin and worldly attachments in our lives are like those bones, are like those sinews, are like those wasted pieces that have no purpose really, other than they get in our way of reaping the reward due to us if we are truly obedient to God. And so therefore I say to you that on this Feast of the Circumcision, we need to be circumcised, not of body, but of our hearts, to cut away all of that excess, to cut away all of that attachment to things that are not of God, and to search only after God himself. This is how we have to follow Christ. This is how, if we want to save our souls, if we want to merit from what was gained by our Lord's sacrifice, by the spilling of our Lord's blood on this day and on the day of his blessed passion, then we have to take these things out. It is the only way for us to leave that sin behind. It is by that our own suffering, by our own giving of ourselves. It's not easy to turn away from temptation. It's not easy to give up on the things that make us comfortable or the things that we enjoy the most, but also get in the way of our spiritual life and our prayers or us focusing on God. It's not easy, but it's necessary. It's like cutting the brush away from a path in order to be able to follow it. But that path is the path in which we follow Christ. And by following him, It's going to lead us to that little tiny altar in that cave upon which our Lord was sacrificed during his circumcision. And it's going to lead us to that altar on Calvary on which our Lord gave all of himself for us. But by following that path, ultimately it's going to lead us to the altar of God in heaven for all eternity. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.